Hey, what's going on? My website is down, HosseinNasr.com. It's down, it doesn't resolve. I woke up this morning, it's like, what is going on? It never went down for the last 10 years since I registered it. And I thought, since I do talk about outages in this channel, and I thought I really need to talk my own outage. So have fun. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hossein Nasr. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hossein Nasr. Let's talk about this outage. HosseinNasr.com went down, and spoiler alert, it's the DNS, okay? So long story short. But I wanted to take this video for those interested to actually know what is going on behind the scenes. So I'm going to talk about what is my website used for. That's why I'm not losing sleep over it. But there are some critical pieces when I heavily use the DNS that went down, and it is making me slightly upset about that. Right, the other portion, really, I don't really worry much about the content itself, about the website. Right, the second part is I talk about the DNS itself, how DNS works, and I'm gonna talk about my DNS registrar and why is it happening, and then finally talk about some summary and then what am I planning to do in the future. So let's get into it. So my website, HosseinNasr.com, I registered that website back in 2012, and the only reason I wanted to reserve my name because everybody was talking about, oh, have your own name as your as a website. So I did it, HosseinNasr.com. And the backend is really Googleblogspot.com, which was renamed to blogger.com, which is the Google blogging services that Google paying zero attention to effectively. It's like, it was popular back in the day when I started 2009. That's when I started Blogspot. My website was Hossein.blogspot.com, and then I just registered the domain around it. So that's what I used it for. I wrote silly blogs back in the day. You can go and read them. One of the many, many ideas that I write. Whenever I have an idea, I write it down. I had an idea to store bits in molecules of water and then have a device controller that can effectively read and understand the molecules of water and effectively gives you, you know, storage. You know, I had an idea. It's like, oh, you'll have your drive, and you can just pour more water, and you have more disk content, your storage. Obviously, it has a lot of, you know, some limitations, the idea, but I kind of laid it down. I'll have the link for it if you're interested. Once the website is back up, but yeah, I used to write blogs like that, things like over the top, but that's it. And then when I started my YouTube channel and then my Udemy courses, I started not really much using the site itself, but I use the domain. I rely on the domain itself. I create a lot of C names that points to my Udemy courses with the coupon applied. You know, so I used, for example, database.hosseinnasr.com, which points to a server that has effectively just reroutes that URL back to Udemy with the latest discount coupon. This way, I only share this link, database.hosseinnasr.com, and every month, if I change the coupon, people don't have to worry about different URLs, right? It's just the same URL, right? It's just I change the backend and effectively just change the redirect. Very basic stuff. So I rely on creating these C names, which is these aliases. And today, I wanted to try. I was like, okay, is my coupon expired or not? I just went there, and then database that said nullsort.com is just not resolving. It's like, what is going on? So I went to, it's like, okay, Google's not down, of course. And so I went to the enum, which is my domain registrar. It's just like, hey, it's down. What is going on? It's a scheduled maintenance. So they started the scheduled maintenance yesterday, January 15th at 6 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. And when it started, it was daytime. I forgot these day changes. I don't keep track anymore. And yeah, and it's still going. It's been over 12 hours. They claim that it should go back on 12 p.m. PST, January 16th. Hopefully, everything go back. But I thought I'll talk about how really DNS works. So I keep saying this DNS registrar, and what does that stuff really mean, right? When I type HusseinNasser.com, or you type this, the first thing that goes is the client tries to resolve this DNS, right? The client tries to resolve this domain back to an IP address. So it knows that it needs to do something called a DNS query. So it talks to the closest things to it, which is the DNS recursor. And this is usually your ISP, or sometimes if you're fancy, you might have changed your own DNS recursor to be Cloudflare 1111 or Google 8888, right? The only job for that is to start the DNS query. That's it, right? So say someone want to look up HusseinNasser.com, right? That's what it wants to. So as a summary of how the DNS recursor works, what it needs to answer is the IP address, the IP address of HusseinNasser.com, right? It needs to find the matching record. HusseinNasser.com is this IP address. That's what it needs to do. But here's what happens. This entry, this record, this row, this database row, lives on a server somewhere. We're going to talk about where it lives in a minute. Actually, spoiler alert, it lives on my enum registrar server, right? Authoritative name server. So that's where it lives. But guess what? But I need the IP address of this server that this entry lives in, right? Because Cloudflare or the DNS recursor doesn't know that, right? So it needs that IP address first of where that thing lives, that my record actually lives in. Okay, so in order to answer that question, it needs to ask the parent, where is HusseinNasser.com lives as a record? Not the IP address of HusseinNasser.com. Where does Hussein Nasser live? Right. Spoiler, California. Okay, so where does it live? And it lives on this IP address. So where does it, who should I ask to answer this question, where this record lives? It asks something called the top-level domain servers, and that's the .com server. So the .com server, right, because my site end of .com, right, it needs to ask that server, where does Hussein Nasser live, which points to the IP address of where the entry of HusseinNasser.com actually lives. It doesn't actually point to the actual IP address of my site. No, it points to the where lives. So the top level domain, which is .com, points to that server. Okay, it's called the authoritative name server. Okay, now we have another problem. It's like, how do I know the IP address of the .com server? I don't have that stored. I might, as a recursor, I might have that cached, but I might not. So how do I get that IP address of the .com? Give me an IP address of a .com server. Because can't be just one, otherwise the internet will melt down, right? So there are many, many. Give me one IP address of a .com. And can't hard code it, because they change all the time. So the top level domain IP address as a server, right, is answered by something called the root domain server. Okay. the root server. And these root servers are, I believe there are 13 root servers, and obviously they are duplicated all around the world, but these are well-known root servers. So these can be hard-coded on your recursor, you know, on your DNS recursor, right? So, okay, let's now go back and try to answer the question now that we understood. So there's the root servers, right? Root name servers, which answer the question, where are my top level domain server live, right? Which are .com. .com is this IP address. .net is this IP address. Or .engineering is this IP address, right? It gives you one of the IP addresses. It tries to load balance as much as possible, obviously. And then points that. And then there's the top level domain. You get a top level domain server. And you ask it a question. Where does HusseinNasr.com entry lives? And you ask that to .com server and it will give you, oh, HusseinNasr.com, last time I checked, it lives on this server. Again, that's not the actual IP address of HusseinNasr.com. That is the server hosting the record and the CNAMEs and all that garbage, you know, that host me, right, as an entry. That's it. So this is called the authoritative name server. So at the end of the day, it goes down to this, oh, this is the authoritative name server, okay? And that is my enum servers. And it's not just one, it's five, I believe, or maybe more. I believe they have five, yeah? And that's the authoritative name servers. So if these are down, my website is down. And we've seen many outages, Microsoft, Google, I believe Slack. They all suffer from the same problem. The moment your authoritative name servers are down, your DNS is down. Doesn't matter how distributed DNS, because look at this. It's distributed. It's nice. But then it's a central point of failure. The authoritative name server, which actually hosts the record where HusseinNasr.com points to, that is down. If that's down, you can't answer anything, baby. Can't answer anything. So that's what happened. You go to the authoritative name server, and then you ask this question, finally, where is HusseinNasr.com as an IP address? Give me the IP address of HusseinNasr.com. And that gives you an IP address that, in my case, points to one of the Google, you know, Blogspot servers, and you're off to the races. All good. So that's how DNS works. So in my case, these authoritative name servers are dead, effectively. They are dead. Yeah, and then we've seen it. So let's go through the schedule maintenance. Let's go through the original maintenance notice. To better support our customers and ensure long-term stability, Enum will be undergoing a data center migration for a period of 12 hours. This period will be between 6 a.m. PST and 6 p.m. PST on January 15. So it's a 12-hour original outage. So it started on January 15th. And until January 15, 6 p.m. But we know that it lasted even longer than that. Enum support agent will be unable to assist outside the general inquiries as the migration will impact all systems. During the migration, both enum.com and enumcentral.com will be unavailable. This means you will be unable to log into your account or process any action via our API. This also includes, but it is not limited to, domain registration, transfer renewal, contact update, request, API. This includes actions related to registrant verification process. Provision new mailboxes. Provision new SSL certificates. You cannot do any of this stuff. DNS will continue to resolve as the following will remain operational. That's what they claim. DNS will continue to resolve. Sorry, it did not. Email will remain operational. I don't use their email. Active issue SSL will be remain secure. We apologize. So that was the original notice, right? We are receiving some reports of domains using our name server which are failing to resolve. Owing to the migration, we are unable to research to fully understand the issue until the migration is complete. This is not an expected outcome from the migration, and we are working to address this as a priority. So they are working on this, because this is exactly what I'm seeing. If it's scheduling, maintenance, you should not touch your DNS, because that's a very critical part. Your DNS going down. I was really surprised. 12 hours for the DNS. That's just a disaster, you know. The data center migration is continuing. Our dev team's testing indicates that the need to extend the migration period to midnight, 16 January. We will keep you appraised of any update. Thank you for the patient understanding. And then there is a bunch of updates that says schedule maintenance is currently in progress. It's currently in progress. And they kept pushing the window. So that was on January 15, 2022, on around midnight, almost midnight, January 16th. We're extending the maintenance window through 6 a.m. PST. We apologize for the inconvenience and very much for appreciate. We are extending our, and then they kept extending. Up until today, they are extending this to 12 p.m. Let me refresh and see if there are any new updates. Nope. So it's still scheduled to be coming back on 12 p.m. PST, January 16th. Still not, it's not there. But I think this is really... I think it's really bad. If you, when you originally claimed that scheduled maintenance that was not going to touch the DNS, and it did, that's really big, right? That is really huge, because that means in your architecture, this is something you didn't anticipate. And obviously, mistakes happen, right, guys? And I really, if my website was really mission critical, I would be more worried. It's really not. I mean, yeah, some people will try to buy my courses through the CNAME entries and they won't be able to. They'll just go to udemy.com and immediately find that link, obviously. Yeah, I know I'm losing some students for the past a day or so. But yeah, if this continued, I might consider changing my domain registrar, or at least add another authoritative name server outside Enum, because I believe I can do that. You know, I can tell Enum, because what does the domain registrar do? It literally says, okay, I'm gonna reserve HusseinNasr.com, right, from a top level domain. I'm gonna say, hey, it belongs to Enum, because I'm not gonna put my own private address, right? When I register, I want someone to take that responsibility. So if someone did a whois, they don't find my address, obviously, right? Or my name, right? So that now, if you go do a whois, you find that this site belongs to Enum, and that's what this is, a very valuable service, whois, right? So they do that, and then the second thing I do is say, hey, we can reserve an entry in the top-level domain.com to point to whatever authoritative name server you want, right? And you can host that if you want. You say, hey, you own your authoritative name server. This is a DNS server you spin up. And then we just add an entry that say, oh, okay, HusseinNasr.com lives on this authoritative name server, and we're going to point to that IP address. I can do that. I can literally just do that. I just tell, hey, use that IP address to point to me, and I, as an authoritative name server, I'm going to answer DNS queries. That's what most hackers do, by the way, right? They host their own domain authoritative name servers, and that's what happened to Apple, right? Any DNS query will end up into the beautiful honeypot of the, you know, of the attacker. They resolve all these beautiful DNS request, and you can carry a lot of useful information with DNS, you know, just pad anything. If I do anything .HusseinNasr.com, in that case, that request will come to me, right? So if I sent you a script and I took your machine name, for instance, and I did a base 64, and I say, hey, okay, resolve blah 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 .HusseinNasr.com, or resolve your environment variable path, right, .HusseinNasr.com. It will take that content on your machine, which will actually be your variable path and any environment variable, any JWT tokens you might have, any access tokens, and put it in the CNAME section, I don't know what it's called, the section before the domain name, you know, blah.husseinnasser.com, and your computer will try to resolve this as a DNS, as a DNS entry. So what it will do? We'll say, okay, what's this? And we'll go through the DNS recursor. We'll go, okay, where is .com? .com is this server. Okay, who owns HusseinNasser.com as an authoritative name server? Oh, it's this guy right here. This is the IP address, which is the attacker website, right? Attacker domain server. So I was like, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Who owns blah, 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 access token, JWT.HusseinNasser.com? What a beautiful thing that attacker can receive, right? He can just receive that content. And of course, it's not going to answer that question. It's going to answer, I don't know, it's going to answer any entry. It's going to answer with any IP address. But you just got some useful information. You're just using DNS, you know? So I find this very fascinating, you know, how DNS works. So in my case, I might consider telling Enom So what I am doing right now is I'm telling Enom, hey, I'm going to pay you a little bit more money. You guys host my record. So you spin up my authoritative name server and then put my record there and make it point to this IP address, which is my actual website, right? That's what I'm doing right now, right? So I'm paying a little bit more money to host the entry, right? I could tell them, hey, you guys host and also use this as another authoritative name server. So essentially doing load balancing. So if their servers are down, go to there. So I'm going to spin up another one on AWS, for example, as an authoritative name server to answer this question. But you see how DNS is still a central point of failure at the end of the day, right? Yeah, it's distributed, but at the end of the day, if your authoritative name server is down, you're dead, right? Although your final destination where your content actually lives is up and running, your backend is happy. Yeah, I always think about that. Every time I review an outage with DNS, it's always think about, can we do DNS better? You know, I'm not sure about that. You know, it's a clever idea to have this recursiveness, you know, go this and this and this, go and put into the authoritative name server, but it's still, it's a central point of failure at the end of the day, right? Like what do we see with NFTs and blockchain technology is not what we technology people actually envisioned, you know? Now what we see is NFTs are all centralized. Is this what you envisioned? Like a blockchain, it doesn't live on our phones anymore, you know, because that's what I felt, you know, when I was like, first about blockchain and all these NFTs, I really thought that every single phone will have an app which will contribute to the blockchain. It's not the case. Nobody installing this app, because there are millions of blockchain networks, right? There's not one, right? And sadly, what we're seeing with NFTs is like all the blockchain live in a central server as multiple nodes. It's like, what the heck? That's just a central thing. Yeah, you call it blockchain, but it's all hosted on this network. It's like, yeah, it's a bunch of machines that talk to each other. Yo, it's a distributed ledger. It's a distributed ledger between 7 nodes that all live in the same network. That's not the case, obviously, for Bitcoin or Ethereum. Ethereum might have other nodes and everywhere, obviously, right? But yeah, what happens is like it's still technically centralized. Obviously, that makes me doubt this technology. You know, when marketing people take the lead and talk about these technologies, we know what actually is going on, right? Yeah, and I don't know if this technology is ready. I think we're pushing it too hard, you know. But that's just a small rant about this blockchain stuff, right? It can be good, but I don't think it's ready. Like, I don't think users are, you know, actually going to contribute to the blockchain from their pieces of their devices, you know. Because that was the original thing that I thought about. Obviously, I might be wrong, but yeah, guys, this has been a long, very long video about the a single outage about a website that nobody visits. All right, guys, I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. And by the way, how's the camera quality? I upgraded my gear a little bit. There's a new laptop. I still don't know. It's not set up yet. But it's a new laptop. I'm so happy that everything is as fast now. Like my old laptop is like 6 year old and it's dying. So I bought the M1 Pro 10 core, 16 GPU, all that jazz, beautiful stuff. So fast, man. I have no idea how I was living for the past 6 years. All right, guys, see you in the next one. Stay awesome. Goodbye.